Simon Shin Lamed, Se'if Vav. The Mechaber says you can light a madura, a bonfire, on behalf of Yoledes, a lady who just gave birth, all 30 days after birth. Even if it's the middle of the summer, when it's hot outside, still we know that she needs the heat from the fire, from the flame, and therefore it's mutter. The Mechaber says a consideration involved to find out if other people are allowed to warm up from the madura, from the fire, once it's lit. That's beyond the scope of this discussion in the Simon. The Mishnah Berurah says the Ma'adei equivalent would be to turn on the oven to heat up the room. Now, why are we allowing this all 30 days? A Yoledes only considered a Cholesh Yesh Pasakon, the son in danger, up to 3 days, or possibly up to 7 days, depending on the case, but not up to 30 days. From 7 to 30 is only a Cholesh Yesh Pasakon. So Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about a case that she feels cold. If she feels cold, then it's considered a Sakon for her to be cold for up to 30 days. And therefore, if there's no guy available to light the fire, to turn on the oven, even a Yid could do it. In general, for a Cholesh Yesh Pasakon, you have to have a guy do it. And a Cholesh Yesh Pasakon, if he says he needs it, and there's no guy available, then a Yid could do it. And this trying to explain the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Bir Alochi brings the many big Rishonim hold that after 7 days, a lettuce, a leg of birth after 7 days, it's considered like any other Cholesh Ein B'Sakana, that a Yid would not be allowed to light the fire for her, you'd have to have a guy do it. The Mechaber Shita is not agreed upon by most of the Rishonim. Siv Zayin, now the Mechaber discusses taking care of the baby that was born. And he says the baby that was born, he take care of all the things that he needs, all the upcoming, forthcoming mentioned needs that he has. It means that you wash it. Mishnah Berurah says it's not actually the order how the Gemara says it, but this is the list that the Mechaber says. You wash him off. You put him in salt. Mishnah Berurah explains this to get like his flesh like harder and more solid to actually do it in salt. It sounds like Mishnah Berurah says the Rambam Mishnah Zayin says they put like avak from hadas, dust from hadasim onto it. The Aruch also mashed like that, but they would salt it whether in salt or in some other product they had. Tibna Shuli means that they would bury the placenta. Mishnah Berurah says you can't really bury it in karka, because that for sure you're not Mechal Shabbos for. During the week, they would bury it in the ground. On Shabbos, they would just submerge it in something. The rich people, they would submerge it in buckets of oil or in cotton. The poor women, who couldn't afford to do that, they just put it in feathers or in straw. During the week, they would actually bury it in the ground. It was some sort of a skula that they had that the baby would get warmed up if the placenta was buried. And also, Chaytchas HaTorah, you can cut, seems to mean cut the umbilical cord of the child that shouldn't be hanging from him. And the Mishnah Berurah says it means after they were tied, they would cut it. There's a shiloh, this is a melacha d'oraisa, only a drabbanan. The Magen Avraham says that it's really just a drabbanan of cutting the cord. And the Sefer Kovetz, the Rambam brings from Shalom David, he has rice, that's considered issa d'oraisa. However, over here, in this circumstance, the baby needs it, it's mutter. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a whole shiloh in the Rishonim, if allowed to melacha d'oraisa for the child, all these things, are they really so necessary? Is it really avoiding a sakana, or is it just avoiding tsar? And the baby shouldn't have pain and discomfort. And therefore, there's no knife available to cut the cord, and you have to bring a derech shravim. Some Rishonim said that you can't bring a derech shravim. It's just tied for now, and it'll deal with it after Shabbos. And the same for the other halachas over here. But the Mishnah Berurah says to look in the Bir Halacha, brings many Rishonim say that you could do halacha d'oraisa, have all these things listed over here. Definitely the simplest is to have a guy bring it, and to heat up the water to wash the baby, rachitza masai, through a guy. However, ultimately, if there's no guy available, the Bir Halacha says the arm in the Rishonim say you could do halacha d'oraisa, in order to be able to wash off this baby with warm water, or able to cut him as a tover, which seems to me to cut the cord. Now the Mechaber says only by a baby that was born full term at the end of 9 months, or after 7 months of pregnancy. If a baby is born at 8 months, so the Metzias was in the olden days, the Metzias has changed, but the Metzias was in the olden days, that a baby that's born at 8 months would not be able to survive, and therefore you have a Chal Shabbos for it. In fact, if you can't tell if the baby was Ben Zayin and Meches, if he's and in the 7th month or his 8th month, he also cannot be Mechal Shabbos for it. Because since the Suffolk, Mishnah Berurah explains he was ever Bar Kiyama, ever capable of living, so therefore not Mechal Shabbos. It's different than the regular Suffolk Sakan over there. However, the Mechaber says, Gomer Sarit Zipartan, if you can tell that his hair and his fingernails are completely grown or complete, like a regular child when they're born, then he could be Mechal Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah explains whether you're not sure he's a Ben Zayin and Ben Ches, or even if you can tell for sure he's a Ben Ches, but generally a Ben Ches cannot live. Still, if you can tell that his features are finished, his hair and his fingernails, toenails, you can Mechal Shabbos for him. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because that means he's really a baby that's meant to be born at the end of 7 months. And for some reason, he stayed too long inside. There's two types of babies. Babies that are born full term at the end of 9 months, and babies that are meant to be born at the end of 7 months. They're also complete at that time. Ben Ches generally cannot live. However, if you see one that looks completely complete, that means he's really supposed to be a Ben Zayin. For some reason, he stayed inside too long. To be a girl, he has a tzarachin on this. It's not agreeable to what the Shulchan Aruch says. And he says for Chol Shabbos, he cannot rely just on the simon that the features are complete. And if it was a Ben Ches, he could only be Chol Shabbos for him. Once he lived away 30 days, we know he's going to survive. Just to carry the child, we can be sign on the simon that he's complete, that his features are complete, that he's not considered muksa. And we hope that he's going to live. But to actually do Chol Shabbos, the Raisa, for a child that was born Ben Ches, The Gra says only if you're ready to live for 30 days, it's proven he's bar kayama.